You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Oh, turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir.
Are you there, Penelope?
I am indeed.
I just double tapped. Did the old double tap. I was going to play a quick Dylan song before we hit this, but now we're just going straight into it. So, good morning to you, Penelope. Talk us through it. We're talking about the new Dylan film. What is it called, and what drew you to it?
So it's called A Complete Unknown,
mm-hmm.
And it's directed by James Mangold, who also did the Johnny Cash Walk the Line film.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, and he's brought costume designer Arianne Phillips in from that film, and she also did Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is Tarantino. And I don't know if you remember this film, The People versus Larry Flint, which is Woody Harrelson and Courtney Love. It's from the 90s.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, and as well as a whole lot of other ones. And it's set in the first 4 years of Dylan's career, so when he comes to New York and starts hanging out in the village and just performing and that sort of thing, and he kind of rises to fame pretty quickly. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan. Elle Fanning plays Sylvie Russo, who is like a character based on his actual girlfriend, Suze Rotolo. They kind of didn't want to use her actual name because there's some artistic license in the film, apparently, because it is a biopic. The costume design's already been nominated for a BAFTA and an Oscar. And, you know, if I really love, you know, if you listen to Fashion, I talk a lot about films because I really love how, like, reading about how the costume really adds to the narrative of the film. And it's just quite fascinating how there's a whole psychology behind it. They dressed 4,500 background actors and 15 principal stars, and Timothy Chalamet has 67 costume changes, which I think sounds quite extreme.
It does. That's a lot of costume changes.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because it's the story of him coming to New York. He's very influenced by Woody Guthrie, who's played by Scoot McNairy, who does a really good job, and then Ed Norton is Pete Seeger, who's kind of like the head of the folk kind of music genre at that time, has a TV show, that sort of thing, and he interacts also with Joan Baez, who at that time was really, really famous in the folk genre, had been on the cover of Time magazine, that sort of thing, and I guess it's quite cool because you see this whole progression of him coming to New York in 1961. He's kind of wearing the clothing of the kind of Dust Bowl kind of era, which is what Woody Guthrie, you know, comes from, because he wrote, of course, This Land Is Your Land, kind of Pendleton shirts, worker stuff, kind of comes to the downtown folk scene, and he reflects the functional kind of work uniform of the working class, Dutch boy cap, that sort of thing. And jeans are a really integral part of the film. And the costume designer went to Levi's, and they have a whole vintage archive. So a guy called Paul O'Neill he's the design director at Levi's Vintage Clothing. And they went there to track down specific pieces because they originally couldn't find a pair of jeans that he wears that have like a little insert down the bottom, like the original boot cuts. And it turns out that Suze Rotolo, his girlfriend, put them in there to fit over his Chelsea boots.
Nice. Now, I mean, obviously Dylan sort of obviously started out as a folk singer, but then moved toward, I guess, kind of a more of a rockin' dude. Do you see a transformation in his fashion throughout the film? Does the film cover him morphing from a folk singer into a rock dude?
Yeah, most definitely. So in 1962, it's kind of blowing in the wind, social justice songwriting. He starts wearing kind of ribbed turtlenecks, cotton button-ups, and beat-up suede jackets, and it's a slimmer kind of jean. And then, of course, in things about 1964, he meets the Beatles and apparently introduces them to pot, but you don't see that part in the film. And he changes to a slimmed down kind of mod look after meeting both the Kinks and the Beatles, because he does go to the UK. He wears Chelsea boots, tab collars, bespoke shirts, and a way skinnier silhouette. And, of course, the infamous Ray-Ban sunglasses, which he wore at night. And they went to a vintage store in LA to get those Ray-Bans. And they got them from the original company, which is Bausch and Lomb, that actually created Ray-Ban. So they kind of went really vintage for the most part in this film. He does wear really cool clothes. And, of course, I think the mod era is pretty awesome.
What do you think the key things were from Dylan's fashion that had a big influence on trends or fashion trends in the 60s? What was Dylan mostly known for?
I think the fact that he went from kind of working class looking kind of denim and then going into that mod denim, the stovepipes. The stovepipes that he wore were only manufactured for 2 years, so Levi's actually had to remake them for this film. And I think that if this film becomes like quite a cultural kind of phenomenon, then that might be picked up. But interestingly, Levi's have released a capsule collection based on the film, and it includes some 501s from 1955, or starred from 1955, and they're $719 in New Zealand.
Oh,
and
my
you can
goodness.
Also pick up the 1960s suede jacket, which is kind of like got two breast pockets and is dome fastened, and that's a brown suede jacket, and that's $1,819.
Wow. Now, I mean, how would you say the costumes in the film reflect broader societal changes of the time, such as obviously the emergence of counterculture and also the political unrest that was happening?
Yeah, definitely. With that, when he's in the blowing in the wind kind of social justice, political songwriting, he's definitely kind of being that quintessential, what we would think of counterculture with those turtlenecks and things. But it moves really quickly, that influence of UK mod. And then later on, he becomes, even a year later, he's even more so, And if you think about early pictures of Dylan, he's always wearing polka dot shirts and striped shirts. Which was kind of like quintessential early mod, really.
Excellent. Now, okay, Penny, just to wrap things up, how would you rate this movie overall? Would you say go see it?
Yeah, I think even if I didn't know much about Dylan at all, I've never been a massive fan, ended up going out and buying Highway 61 Revisited because I love the film so much. And I think even if it's not exactly true to the story, I think it's a really good film. Mm-hmm. The acting's great. And yeah, I think I learned a lot about the folk scene and how it went electric.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, Penelope Noir, thank you so much for fashion this morning. We'll look forward to checking in with you next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
Cheers. Bye.
That was fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.